The people of the town of Arakan in the southern Philippines are mourning the death of their Italian parish priest, who was shot dead this morning. 59-year-old Father Fausto Tintorio belonged to the Rome-based Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions, or PIME, and had worked in the Philippines for over 30 years. The priest had been about to travel to the provincial capital to attend a clergy meeting of his diocese when he was gunned down. According to witnesses, the gunman ran from the scene, and investigators have not yet identified suspects or possible motives. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the head of the Asia News Agency and PIME missionary Father Bernardo Chevalera, who knew the murdered priest.
Our first reaction is of surprise, really, because he was always telling us that the situation is very calm, the situation is not difficult, and now instead this killing, this so-called killing, has taken us really as a very sad surprise.
What do we know about Father Tintorio?
Father Tintorio was my classmate in the seminary, and he has always been very joyful, very happy, and very dedicated to the poor. Even when we were in the seminary, he was always going to poor people to help them. And he received the mission in the Philippines with great joy and went to live with the tribals. And when I visited him once in the Philippines, he was wearing a cap, very typical of the tribals, and he was telling me about his life, very poor life, sleeping on the ground and eating very poor things like rice, sometimes an egg, but very, very, very poor. So, but he was happy about this life.
It is very strange. There doesn't seem to be as yet a particular motive for this. I mean, for what we know, he spoke the dialect very well. He seemed to be well welcomed in this area of Arakan.
Yeah, you know, in the Arakan Valley, there are some problems, not linked too much to the Islamic extremists, but linked to New People's Army extremists, which are Maoist extremists, who fight against the army and against the local government. And also there are some tensions, economic tension, we would say, or social tension, because there are very big companies, agricultural companies, and very big mine company, that they are destroying the land which belong to the tribals. So perhaps this conflict might be the reason of his killing.
Of course, he's not the first priest to be killed in the Philippines or even kidnapped in the Philippines, is he?
No, he's not the first. Among the PIME missionaries, we had already in Mindanao three other missionaries. Father Tullio Favali, who was killed in 1985, and Father Carzedda, who was killed in 1992. Tullio was killed by some armed people sent by a big boss of the area. Father Carzedda probably was killed by some Muslim extremists. But there are also some missionaries, like Father Giancarlo Bossi, who was kidnapped for 2 or 3 months in 2007, and Father Benedetti was kidnapped by a Muslim group in 1998.
Obviously, for his parish, this is going to be a terrible shock for them, the people who have seen him, who have gone to Mass, who know him well there.
It's a shock, but also is a kind of killing which is received by their faith. So in some way, the death of a martyr is always something which strengthens the faith. And in fact, the faithful of the Arakan Valley have wanted to have the body of Father Fausto, and wanted to have the vigil and prayer because they loved him very much.